Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97, won the ticket. Gator out today, 248-539-9797. Feedback coming in regarding Sign Stealer, the Netflix documentary, the Untold series, which documents Connor Stallion's time at Michigan. And Kang, you're right. It's funny. I forget that not everybody heard from him, saw him, ever heard from, you know, him talk before. And so, that was new for a lot of people to hear his side of the story. Chad writes in, I just finished the Stallions doc. He's a smart guy who loves the game. That recruiting manifesto is gold. Love his lawyer who hates the NCAA. Michigan gets caught, goes 7-0, wins the Natty. Textbook NCAA will be obsolete within 5 years after watching this. Got me fired up for the season. Go blue. Well, people don't know what's going to happen with the NCAA. They're still the enforcement body. And they... you know, are still the people that you have to answer to for now. But yes, there is discussion that the NCAA will be replaced in some facet. I don't know what's going to happen with college sports because many of their rules are now obsolete. And it has nothing to do with this, why the NCAA is perhaps not going to be around for a while. But I know a lot of people have speculated that the direction of college athletics, is especially college football, may not include oversight from the NCAA. The most important revelation has yet to be made in the Connor Stallions saga. That is what happened in Central Michigan. Why is it taking so long to find out what happened there? I don't know. I honestly don't. There's again, the possibility that he was there in an effort, and this is what people think, that he just went to steal signs for Michigan, but it would make no sense when he could, if he were in charge of a sign stealing operation, go sit in the stands, or better yet, have somebody else go sit in the stands. It would make no sense to go do it yourself. The other speculation is that he got asked by CMU guys he knew to come help. But that's all just speculation at this point. The NOA and the Connors thing, I don't care. We have a national championship and you can't take those memories away. I don't give one F about this. I just want football games. Well, look, I mean, it's up to everybody else. It's up to yourself how you process this or how much you care about it. I am looking forward to the start of games again, yes. But you know, that's why you get into this. Wait, so what was he doing on the CMU sidelines? That's from an unnamed texter. Do not know. That hasn't been addressed. Well, it was kind of addressed in that he got a picture of that and says, this guy doesn't even look like me. And then Dave Portnoy says, he told me that was him. So, what he said to the NCAA when they asked, he said, I don't recall. And that's the parts that I say where he was evasive and doesn't look forthright, which is probably why he's looking at a punishment from the NCAA. From Scott, take your medicine and get it over with. 100% cover-ups all the multiplier applied to the crime. Yep. That is correct. 248-539-9797. Now, the one thing that's come out of this is helmet communication. So you won't see any more of this. I do wonder if some of the other branches and the accusations in the Netflix documentary will be followed up on, or if this is just going to be over with. And what I mean by that is Wetzel saying the FOIA with 5 other schools buying tickets and putting people in the stands of games. But, you know, I don't think they're going to report anything there they don't know. Yahoo's been really good. They corroborate everything.
Yeah, that little side note, though, of, like, you know, using the helmet to communicate now between sidelines.
Yep.
It just blows my mind that much money is poured into college football, billions and billions of dollars, and they weren't using this technology before. At some point,
they were still using the big boards with a picture of SpongeBob on it.
Yeah, and then it's like, you know, the cast of Game of Thrones or whatever. Right?
Yeah, I mean, look, the NFL just announced that they're not. You know, they experimented with the digital ball spotting and all that, and they're like, we're just going back to the chain gang. Dude, we just watched the Olympics where there are runners with safety pins holding on their number on their you know, the bib. They're using safety pins. So there are some things in sports that haven't quite caught up with technology. But yes, they're going to helmet communication with one green dot on offense, one green dot on defense. 248-539-9797. As far as there's no Michigan administrators or coaches in this, Mike Barrett tells the story from the players' perspective and how they, you know, didn't like having to deal with all the questions and all that came with. And then there's a character that runs a message board for Ohio State named Brohio. And he is in ski mask, glasses, and a hat. And I believe he has voice alteration to protect his identity. If nothing else, you think about this whole thing that's led us to a ski masked Brohio on a message board being a voice in a documentary. This is the real world.
Listen, all sports, you have your fanatics. I get it, right?
Yep.
But I tell you, man, college football, y'all are crazy. Like, I think you guys are the craziest of the bunch. The college football landscape, everything that involves, but that's what makes college football fun to me too at the same time.
Right.
Is the crazy fans in college football. Brohio. That's part of college football. That's part of the pageantry.
Yes.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.